It's time for a look at sports. I'm Jared Pettis on the local side. Our KFMO Classic Series begins this week. It's a rebroadcast of a Class 3 boys sectional on the hardwood where the Kingston Cougars got their first ever state playoff win, beating Jefferson. And it was a thrilling night for Mason Nelson, who was lights out in the first half.
Mason Nelson has it at the left wing. He'll work to the foul line. Spin off of his man with the floater. Got it. We're tied at 7-all. A 7-0 run to start for Jefferson. And a 7-0 run to answer it for Kingston. Ties us up with 2:50 left in the first. Gets it to Luna on the near wing. Got it back to Nelson. Corner three. Nelson for the lead. Got it! Mason Nelson. He's got five. And it's 10-7. Kingston with their first lead on a 10-0 run. Cody Yates is at the wing. Looking inside. He's going to reject the screen. Probe in. Met by a defender. Send it back out. Mason Nelson from downtown. Oh, he got it! Oh, Mason Nelson! 22-7. The run continues for Kingston. Brady Thompson receives the inbound. Mason Nelson, left corner three. Oh, he got it again! Mason Nelson's got 11. He can't be stopped. Kingston has never won in a state sectional. This, in fact, their second game. Nelson wants another one. Oh, he got it again! From the left wing, Nelson's hit four straight, 28-12. 3:44 to go in the second.
After the game, we spoke with Mason Nelson, and we asked if the team is different when he and Cody Yates are making key shots.
Oh, yeah. If we're hitting, we're not going to miss for a little bit.
So a big win here at Jefferson, and one of the most amazing atmospheres for a high school basketball game I've been in a long time. That's not the Central Christmas Tournament. A state sectional, it was a full house. Did you guys feel the energy from not just the Kingston fans, but on both sides?
Oh, of course. We were feeding off the fans. They kind of just, like, motivate us to keep on pushing, keep on coming back in the game. That's what pushed us through the first quarter, and that's what pushed us through the fourth quarter.
And a big win. You're moving on to the state quarterfinal now, the first time Kingston's ever been there in program history. What does it mean to you to be a part of the team that gets that first state tournament win?
Oh, man, it means everything to me. My brother Matthew, he graduated from Kingston. He lost his sectionals game, and he just wanted me to come out and fulfill it. This means everything to me. This is the biggest moment of my life.
And Paul Hamilton joined KFMO Sports after the win as well to talk about Mason Nelson's play.
Boy, he is scorching from three this past week. He was shooting 71% from three last week.
Woo-hoo.
So I think he probably kept that up tonight. When you're shooting the ball with that kind of confidence and you got Cody Yates on your team too, you're hard to guard. And, you know, I thought Jefferson made a really good adjustment coming out of the halftime and kind of slow us down a little bit, but we kind of weathered the storm again and came through it with, some easy buckets late that kind of helped spread it out for us.
That game originally aired February 27th as broadcast game 213. The Kingston Cougars got their first ever state playoff win on the basketball side. It'll re-air in its entirety this Wednesday, June 12th at 6 o'clock as the first rebroadcast of our 8-week KFMO Classic Series, rebroadcasting 8 of the best broadcasts of the previous season. Again, it starts on Wednesday on AM 1240 KFMO. Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals wrapped up a series with the Colorado Rockies on Sunday, looking to even up the series. Here's Ricky Horton and the Cardinals Radio Network with the Redbird Recap.
It was a nice win for the Cardinals yesterday as they evened the series against the Rockies with a 5-1 victory. Off day today for the Cardinals, but they earned it as Andre Pallante picked up the win for the Cardinals, his second win of the season. He's now 2-2. He went five perfect innings, actually gave up three hits, but struck out six, was outstanding in that start. He was relieved by Libertor, Fernandez, and King as the Cardinals' pitching was better than the Rockies. The loss went to Ty Black for Colorado. A big hit for Alec Burleson. That came in the third inning. A leadoff home run that extended the Cardinals' lead to 2-0 at the time. And the Cardinals got another two-out hit from Mason Wynn later on, scoring two more runs en route to their 5-1 victory. Again, off day today for the Cardinals, but they'll take on the Pirates beginning tomorrow. It'll be Miles Michaelis against Paul Skeens. He's the talk of baseball. He's 3-0. Michaelis is 4-6. Our pregame show begins at 5:50. Play-by-play at 6:35. We hope you join us. This has been our Redbird Recap.
Ricky, thanks. Cards skipper Oliver Marmol says starting pitcher Andre Pallante gave the team exactly what they needed.
Our hope was that he can get us two times through, and then we have the pieces to match up after that. If we needed to use JoJo and Elaine, he was ready to do that, and Helsley as well. But if we can stay away, that's ideal by adding on. So we knew we can cover 6 through 9 pretty easily. So he did exactly what we needed from him.
The Redbirds are looking for that fifth starter currently. Palante, when asked if this was a big start for him, filling in as the team's fifth starter.
The big thing I've been focusing on is not thinking about that stuff, not thinking about what the team needs, where the team's at, and just thinking about, like, the only thing I can control is the pitch I'm throwing at that moment. And I'm trying to tune everything else out. And I think that's what I'm focusing on now, on the mental side of the game.
The Cardinals are idle today. Back at it tomorrow, they'll host the Pittsburgh Pirates. Coverage on BWATA 4.3 at 5:50. First pitch at 6:45. From there to Major League Soccer, and St. Louis City SC played to a draw against Portland over the weekend. A nothing-nothing score. That's 5 straight matches without a win for City. Back-to-back games where they've played to a draw. Head coach Bradley Carnell, how does he assess his team as they continue to struggle to post wins?
Without sugarcoating anything, still see us as a group taking steps forward. And we're looking positively right now, because I see so many good things. And I'm expecting things to turn 100%.
St. Louis City SC is on the road Saturday. They're at FC Dallas with a 7:30 kickoff. And UFL, the St. Louis Battlehawks season comes to a close with a loss in the XFL Conference Championship to San Antonio on Sunday, 25-15. Head coach Anthony Vacht, why does he think his team came up short?
We just didn't play 4 quarters. And, San Antonio did a great job. They had a good plan today. They executed on offense, defense, and special teams. And quite frankly, that's what you need to do. The best team ultimately wins because of the 3 phases they play, and they played a little bit better than us today.
Quarterback A.J. McCarron, after trying to play the final 2 weeks of the season, week 10 and this past weekend, on an injured ankle, he says he's still proud to be playing in the UFL.
There's so many ways that this league can grow, and it has a great opportunity. So I love being a part of it. I love helping the people, push this league. I try to do everything I can to bring good light to this league, but for now, I'm going to figure out this, ankle situation.
And Battlehawks wide receiver Hakeem Butler, who was recently named the UFL Offensive Player of the Year, when asked if he thought he showed enough personally to maybe get a look from teams in the NFL.
Right now, we just lost. All I care about is my team, my teammates, enjoying these last couple of days with the guys, because we've been together 101 days, and I met some really cool people here, good coaches, good players, and relationships that'll last a lifetime. So, y'all can focus on me, but I'm focused on my teammates.
The Battlehawks season ends with a 25-15 loss to the Brahmas in the XFL Conference Championship. San Antonio will meet Birmingham on Sunday in the UFL Championship at the Dome at America Center. The NASCAR Cup Series was at Sonoma Raceway on Sunday. Kyle Larson gets another win. The Cup Series is at Iowa on Sunday on KFMO. It's the Iowa Corn 350 pre-race at 5 with the Motor Racing Network and the Green Flag Waves an hour later at 6 o'clock. In the NBA Finals, Boston leads that series 2-0 as they shift to Dallas for games 3 and 4. Game 2 was Sunday night. The Celtics win 105-98. Drew Holiday had 26 points and 11 rebounds, while Dallas's Luka Doncic had his 7th triple-double of the playoffs, 32 points, 11 rebounds, and 11 assists. In the Stanley Cup Final, Game 2 is tonight. Florida's up in the series over Edmonton 1-0 after their Game 1 winner on Saturday, 3-0. Puck drop tonight at 7 o'clock. That's sports. I'm Jared Pettis.